WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Leo Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the beautiful chaos of life, one mindful moment at a time. And today, we're diving into something super crucial. Setting boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much back? Like a cup that just keeps emptying while others keep filling up theirs? Trust me, I've been there. You know that feeling when someone calls and expects your undivided attention even though you have a deadline looming or a stack of dishes taller than Mount Everest? We've all been there, right? It's exhausting, but here's the good news. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or mean. It's about protecting your precious energy, time, and well-being so you can show up as your best self in all your relationships. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful garden. You wouldn't just let anything grow wild, would you? You'd carefully choose which plants to nurture, trim the ones that are taking over, and create pathways for easy movement. That's what boundaries do for our relationships. They help us cultivate healthy growth, prevent overwhelm, and ensure everyone feels respected and valued. So, how do we actually put these boundaries into practice? Let me break it down for you. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know your own limits. What drains you? What energizes you? What are your non-negotiables? Think about those things that make you feel resentful or taken advantage of. Those are clues. Journaling, meditation, even just taking some quiet time to reflect can help you uncover these personal boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly. This is huge. Don't expect others to read your mind. Be direct and honest about your needs and limits. Use I statements like, I need some alone time after work, or I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments. 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. Setting boundaries is about standing up for yourself with confidence, not attacking others. Remember, it's a collaboration, not a confrontation. Aim for respectful dialogue and be open to hearing their perspective too. 4. Practice saying, no. This can be tough at first, I get it. But saying no is your superpower. It allows you to prioritize your well-being and protects your time and energy. Start small, decline that extra commitment, say no to a social event you're not feeling up for. You got this. 5. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't set and forget. They require ongoing attention and reinforcement. Don't be afraid to revisit them and make adjustments as needed. Remember, it's about creating a healthy balance and fostering genuine connections. Think about that time when you felt really taken advantage of by a friend or family member. Maybe they constantly borrowed money without paying it back, or maybe they showed up unannounced and expected you to drop everything. How did that make you feel? Likely drained, resentful, even angry. Setting boundaries in those situations could have prevented those feelings and helped protect your energy. Let's say a friend calls you at the last minute to vent about their day while you're rushing to get ready for an important meeting. You know you need to focus on work, but it's hard to say no when they sound so stressed. This is where boundaries come in. You could try saying something like, "Hey, I wish I had time to chat right now, but I have a big meeting coming up. Can we catch up later this week?" This acknowledges their feelings while setting a clear limit on your available time. So remember, my amazing listeners, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your well-being, fostering healthy relationships, and creating space for the things that truly matter to you. You deserve to have your needs met and your energy respected. Now go forth and set those boundaries with confidence. Remember, it's not just about saying no, it's about saying yes to yourself and your well-being. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll catch you in the next episode for more daily mind training. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration. Let's create a world where everyone feels heard, respected, and empowered. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.